The Sentai Review, episode 150.
This is your fault.
Wow, that's an interesting way to start this episode with a, and we didn't even get it recorded. Yeah, it's another one of those stories that you won't get out.
No, it's whatever. I got a continuation to the story that must not be told, which will not be told until tomorrow when we're hanging out at Shane's and I tell his old lady about it when we're outside smoking, so she can laugh, because Shane don't give a fuck
about the women you date. No.
Well, I would take open applications for the fans, but, yeah, about that.
That might be bad.
Yeah, that's why I said about that. So, either way, I do believe we are recording, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, so then, yes, we are recording. Shit, and my dumb ass just closed fucking Facebook. Hold on. Because, once again, as Bill stated, this is your fault.
Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, so... as the tag said, whatever is about to take place here in this episode is your fault. I asked the question, what is episode 150? And we got confusing remarks and remarks that made sense and just remarks. So let's run through.
Hold on, I have to use the actual m.facebook.com because... apparently my phone is being a stupid cocksucker right now. Hold on.
Okay, well, while his phone continues to suck on cock, which
I'm not sure
what app you have, but enjoy
just it. Just the standard fucking Facebook app.
The standard Facebook app sucks?
On mine it does. I'll open it up and it says, up, an error occurred, force close.
Man.
And then it'll start up again and it'll be, up, an error occurred, force close.
Have you tried uninstalling it and reinstalling?
Seven times, yes.
Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on?
Yes. I've done all the standard idiot fucking guide to working with technology. Unplug it, plug it back in, fucking turn it off, turn it on. I think that's one thing I haven't done. Hold on, let me try that.
Have you tried applying a sledgehammer to the phone?
No, because I still need that for other shit.
So the very first person to comment on this was Josh Turnbull, and he says, oh geez, that's coming up soon, isn't it? Can't wait to see what's in store for the 150th episode of Pervy Zordon, Unlock Megazord Backdoor, viewing plot holes after being warned not to, and filling blah, blah,
the
blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah,
Zordon.
No, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that'd be fucking
awesome. Okay, that was me. I got all fucked up. I looked up and then looked back and lost where I was. I was like, blah, 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 blah. And then for some reason I looked up and I don't even know why. I just looked up and looked at everybody. Then I looked back down. I was like, fuck, where was I?
Oh, and talking about costumes, mechs, and episodes of Power Rangers, LOL.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. And that's what he said.
Yep.
Just not what all we said in between what he said.
And then after that was past Scott, who said, who is episode 150?
Me.
And then Pascal Benjamin says, I got one better. How is episode 150V?
I think he meant to hit question mark because that's usually the shortcut for you hold it down and it'll... Either way.
Well, however it turns out, is your guys' fault. That's what.
Yep, exactly. But then that gets followed by Josh, who then asks, why is episode 150? Because he wants to continue the trend.
Because I can't do 151 till we do this.
I mean, we almost did. We were waiting on Shane.
So,
and Shane runs
crap.
On Greg time now.
All right, here goes.
Okay.
This seems to be our first one.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Hyperforce? Not a review, but just looking for your opinions on the concept of a tabletop Power Rangers RPG. Do you think it could be popular amongst the Ranger fandom?
Truth be told, when it comes down to it, the only way that it could actually become popular amongst the Ranger fandom is the reason why it is popular amongst the Ranger fandom is you have to be a fan of both Rangers and D&D. Because I've had, you know, I give one of my coworkers a ride home.
Have you watched any of it?
No.
It's not your basic D&D from what I've been looking.
When I watch it, I'm like, do you know, it would be cool if they had like some animation over some of this stuff while it's going on.
It's something about it bothers me. The game itself, if the game is an actual functional game with rules and everything, then anybody could play it. And yes, you could probably enjoy this game.
Yeah.
But something about this game feels staged. From the people they get to come in and play and the way the storylines just happen to pan.
And stuff.
Yeah, but the storylines pan a very specific way all the time. It's not like the character interactions are actually driving a story. It feels staged. It's hard for me to explain. I've seen very little of it, but the couple things I saw just seemed too coincidental. It might not actually be a game, but a weird marketing ploy, and some of it might be scripted and staged. Like, for lack of a better term, wrestling. There's an actual show taking place that takes skill and drive to get us where we need to go, but the result was already planned before the players ever entered the arena.
Right.
And I can't help but feel like that's taking place when I watch these guys play.
No, I can completely understand that, because as most people know, shit, for anybody who watched the fucking, hey, it's Sario's birthday for me doing the test of the 360 cam for when we went to the anime con, literally I was wearing my fucking Sweet Dragon t-shirt, which for anybody who knows that reference knows that that's Takahata 101's fucking D&D stream that he does on his channel with fucking Chris Zito and fucking Gaijin Goomba and Senile Snake and his sister Mani as the DM. And then I also watched Team Four Stars at the table fucking D&D stream. And I watched both of those, and those are actual, like, to me, those are great fucking D&D shows. I was also listening to fucking Nerd Poker, hosted by comedian Brian Posehn and a bunch of his friends, and that is a legit D&D game. This I've kind of been avoiding just simply from the standpoint of, yes, it's Rangers, and I feel like it's something that we need to be covering, but at the same time, some of the shit I've seen and some of the shit I've heard, I feel like you, like, I don't know. I feel like it wouldn't be like the D&D experience. Like, we've played D&D, all of us have. Every single one of us in this room have sat around your fucking table and played your version of a Star Trek D&D, and we got sucked into the universe and played like normal, but again, that drove the story.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Can you buy it?
That's the real question.
Because if you can buy it, it's real, and I might just kind of back off. But something about this seems like an odd publicity stunt, where if it's a real game with real rules, somebody should be able to explain those rules to me, and I should just be able to play it by now.
Yeah, because of the fact that it's just mostly off of a show, and we don't know the details of the source of the rules that they're going off of. We don't know if it's like off of like another off-brand D&D books and stuff, so
I don't know, because I'm looking it up right now, and so far all I can find
like the mutants and mastermind stuff
that I know, right. You can't purchase it, which means there's not an official rule book for me to pull information from, which also leads me to the idea that something about it feels staged.
Right.
If this is a real D&D game, I think that by now they should have released it and let us just go with it. Like, it wouldn't sell. I mean, realistically, it'd sell like crazy.
I think with something like that, if it was something that we can, like, buy books and stuff and start making our own characters and we started something like that.
You'd only need one book.
Yeah, but if we started, like, a campaign for something like that.
Well, no, technically, might be interested, if they did it right, there would end up being two books. There would be the Zordon whistle stick bitch, fucking question mark bitch, alpha hand guide to being the DM and telling you not to view plot holes. And then there would be what would be referred to as the Ranger's Guide, so you can make your own ranger and be fucking RP form broke, where you're fucking Gold Ranger with the fucking
to my
Green
experience
Ranger
to my experience when you buy
book.
It yeah. To my experience when you buy an D&D book, a D&D book, it's usually always for the DM. Like, most of the people that come in to play DM, most of the people that come in to play D&D, in my experience, don't bring a book with them. Because they don't need one. They need the information for their character, and that's it.
Right.
Although it's nice to have some of the guidelines for it, but...
Yeah, but it's also, there are also DMs that will tell you to put your book away.
Yeah.
Because you are not supposed to have access to the information that he has.
Yep. Yeah, basically, you're supposed to work on your character, and then anything that is important at the time, you're supposed to write down. So if you're a mage, you best write down all your spells and what the fuck they do, and their DC saves, and their damage rolls, because otherwise, you ain't looking that shit up.
Yeah, a lot of DMs will tell you
to... You better have a deck of many things to be able to pull them spells out.
A lot of DMs will keep you off the books, because they don't want you looking up things and reading things instead of playing the game.
Just to
answer your question, I don't see that this couldn't be a big thing, but right now it seems too fake to be a real thing.
Yeah.
If it was a publicity stunt to sell the game, by now they should be selling the game.
Exactly. In which case, like I said, the only thing I could find that even leads to anything that might allow you to purchase it, but I'd have to do some, a little bit of some digging on this
finished airing in April.
Yep.
So it's done.
Oh, it is actually?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen a new episode
26
in a while.
Episodes.
25
see,
episodes in a
that's
special.
That's exactly what my irritation was
no matter
with
what,
it.
I went to their website, and no matter what, you can't buy it. Right?
That's what I mean.
So, yeah.
Whatever they were playing, whatever was designed, is not a real game, and that's the reason when I watched... I probably saw two episodes, and it only took two episodes for me to be like, this is staged. This is just another incredibly low-key, no-money Ranger show where they got a bunch of guys to come in and just speak their lines. It was almost, to explain it to you, it would be like you were part of the table reading.
Yep.
Yeah, but this is the first time that they actually made a bulk of Power Ranger.
In a table
officially.
Reading.
Officially.
In a table reading where they didn't actually have to put any money or thought into it.
Hey, that's better than nothing. Because it is nothing, but it doesn't matter.
I was going to say, it is nothing.
No, it's imagination.
He says, I've managed to catch every episode, and it had its fun moments. Definitely great for...
Background listening.
Yes. Curious if you guys have seen some parts. And like I said, yes, I feel like there's something very staged about it.
I've
if it would have been an actual game of D&D with these guys coming in... Because also, some of these people that came in to play... Something tells me they don't play D&D. I just got this feeling
what
like some of the guys they got coming in there don't actually play D&D. But regardless, top 5 or top 10 ranking of best anime, cartoon mecha designs, because mecha genre is the best genre. Okay, so he's asking the best 5 mechs in anime, and that's all we're going to do is 5 if we do them at all.
But that's for another thing.
No, it's not. It's the way this episode is. I told them that I would address whatever they put down here, and that's what we'll do. So as quick as you can do it, if you can't come up with a list, fuck it, you pass. Do you have 5 mechs from animes that were cool? Such as and this goes for Super Mecha and Real Mecha. Real Mecha is in the Gundam category. Super Mecha is in the Big O category.
I got nothing.
Really? You didn't like Big O or Evangelion or Escaflowne or anything?
The only thing I can say remotely is probably the the Ryo Oki ship in Tenchi, but that's not even a mecha, so.
Wow, you don't like anything mecha. I didn't see that coming.
I never watched a full episode of anything with mechas, so.
That blows my mind. It really does.
Well, other than Power Rangers.
That's the reason it blows my mind
is
because.
That's not anime mecha.
Yes, it is. That's super mecha.
Yeah, it's but super.
That's not real mecha. Style. That's yes, it is. That's super mecha.
Watching Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, I don't see anime. I see
that's it. Voltron. That's super mecha.
Yeah.
Okay, Voltron then.
Yeah,
that's all I can say. Voltron.
That is super mecha. That's exactly what Power Rangers is.
The fact that most of the robots now are CGI. Technically speaking, CGI is anime now.
Especially since CGI is now catered
rats,
into anime.
Get to it, homie.
That's exactly where they took that from Power Rangers, is there used to be super robots, and super robots were giant robots that fought alien monsters that were giant kaiju, and that's what they did with every single one of those episodes.
Fuck. Okay, I think I've got my list then. Number 5 would be Wing Gundam. Number 4 would have to be fucking the original OG, damn it, the original Gundam. Fuck, why can't I think of the... Shit, the one that Armoro fucking piloted. I don't know, brain network.
RX-78?
Yes, the RX-78, thank you. 3 would end up having to be a Cubile.
Don't give me that look, that's what he was.
Yep.
But when they never said jump into the RX-78 too. They just said jump into Gundam. You know why?
Because it was the RX-78 too.
Yep. But either way...
Which they do say in the show.
We just call Gundam. It's called Gundam.
They said it in the show.
I've seen the show. They say Gundam.
Don't be mad that you missed out on my Gundam episode.
In which case... actually, I'm wrong. 5 would not be Wing... Okay, so drop everybody down by 1. So 5 would be the RX-78. 4 would end up being a Cubile. 3 would have to be Mecha Godzilla. 2 would have to be the Big O. And then, of course, my number one favorite Super Mecha would have to be Mega Man. Because he's a super fighting robot. Mega Man.
He is technically a mecha.
Oh.
He's getting incredibly hardcore technical. I mean,
you can throw in the proto guy.
He's not fighting. Yeah, but yeah. He is a mecha.
Yeah. I found a loophole. Nah, nah, nah.
Number 5 is Big O.
Oh, dude, Big O was so neat.
Yeah. Number 4. Would be Heavy Arms from Gundam Wing.
Mm. Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Number 3 would be Char Zaku.
Fair enough.
Everybody likes Char.
MS-06.
I don't really want a mass-produced mobile unit.
He wasn't mass-produced. He was a command class, but he was an MS-06.
Yeah, the MS...
Zaku 2.
I don't know. I like Char's custom.
Yeah, it was a Zaku 2 in MS-06.
Mm-hmm. I just call them Zaku. I don't either fancy.
Technically, there's a tag at the end of those, but it depends on what command class you had.
Was that number 3 for me?
Yeah. Yes.
Number 2 would be. I'm going to have to go with Death Scythe Hell Custom.
Dude, fair enough. It was cool.
Yeah.
Number 1 would be Proto Man.
Use the loophole. Wow.
I think I got mine figured.
Yeah?
I think. Okay, I'll go from the top to least, since I can't...
So, number 1 down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Original Voltron. Number 2, Super Fighting Robot, Mega Man.
Okay, Mega Dude. All right.
Yep. Number 3... Shit. Original Gundam. The very first Gundam. I can't remember.
RX-78,
It's just called Gundam. It's just called Gundam.
That's why I said the very first Gundam.
Gundam.
Gundam is a term.
It's true.
Okay.
Because it's anything made out of Gundanium.
It's a Gundam.
High-performance mobile unit.
So, number 4, since I barely saw a full episode, but I know of the show, Big O. And lastly, Endless Waltz.
Cast in the name of God.
I think that's the name that met from that movie.
What?
Or
well, there were
the movie
were
was called Endless Waltz.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was the name of it. Okay,
there was like 30 of them in there.
You talking like the main
5?
The one main one that they showed for the publicity stuff.
That was Gundam Wing.
The Angel. Yeah, that was Wing Zero.
That was Wing
Zero. Okay,
that
Wing
was,
Zero. There
that
you
was
go.
Wing Zero, yeah. The custom with the...
Which, don't get me wrong, I agree with a lot of people. Like, Gundam Wing, if you're gonna start off into Gundam, I recommend jumping in at Gundam Wing, because out of all of the rest of them, it sucks the most, so if you can survive that...
Oh, damn! Look at your
the
face!
The mechs look cool, the story sucks a dick. I went back and I watched 2 episodes. It might have just been because it was YouTube, or it might have just because those episodes were probably filler. But yeah, the story is some weak sauce.
Hold on, Shane. Let me explain Gundam.
You do realize that SD Gundam is part of the Gundam series, and you're saying that that's better than Wing. Now, let me ask you this, Seth. I'm curious.
I don't count SD Gundam.
Yeah, you have to, because it's part of, it's Gundam.
No, I count that as a side story. That's like counting Mario Party as part of the main Mario universe. Are you really going to count Mario Tennis as a main play Mario
game? Yes, because sometimes it means...
Oh, fuck you!
Yes!
Fucking standard Mario games are the goddamn platformers and RPGs.
No,
fuck you!
No, when fucking Bowser is tired of kidnapping Peach and Mario's tired of saving her ass, they have a friendly game of tennis.
Oh, and so Mario Kart fucking counts as a main...
Yes, because now they just want to drive!
And Mario Baseball.
Yeah, how about Mario Baseball? No, how about Mario Soccer?
Oh, what about the basketball?
They also like to
there's
drive
a
go-karts.
Mario fishing game. Do you want to count the
when
Mario
they're not saving
game?
Is there really a fishing game?
Yes,
holy
if memory
shit.
Serves,
I didn't even
I
know
think
that.
There's a fishing game that's a it's an I, if memory serves, I'm probably full of shit right
motherfucking
now.
Motherfucking Mario does the accounting, goddammit.
Yeah. And there was going to be a wrestling game.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's not a joke. Yeah. Yes,
there was
going
to be a wrestling game.
Yeah. But yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was going to be in Japan only, though, wasn't it?
I don't know, but I know it was mostly based off of the Strikers game.
Yeah.
They wanted to continue it from the Strikers game.
Well, I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a particular order. I know I love Gundam. I know I like Voltron. I know I love the giant base, the traveling city thing that was the home for the Robotech series. Don't quite like Robotech that much, but that giant SDF-1 was pretty sweet. Evangelion. Even though that's technically not a mecha, but it is.
Nah.
Because it's really like an armor over a bio-organic thing.
Like the Mega Man thing? It's real fucking...
Right, it's
real. You're on the fence.
Uh-huh.
Because while it does look like a robot, that's a living entity.
Technically, it's alive, yes.
And, that's the only reason why I didn't put them in, even though I put Mega Man... I mean, not Mega Man. Fuck Mega Man. Proto Man. But if we just want to do robots and not... Or I wear metal, but I'm still a living human.
Right, right.
That's a tough one. That's why I left that one out, because I didn't know. Because I would have picked... I liked Asuka's one. The red one. I liked that one. I didn't like the Zero, the one that
Ray
got.
I also like the designs. I also like pretty much every single mecha design that came out of Code Geass.
I didn't watch enough of the show, so I couldn't.
I've seen enough of the show through all of the AMVs that I've watched over the years.
I forgot that.
Like you mentioned, thoughts on Hasbro's acquisition of Saban, and Saban shutting down. Saban is not shutting down.
I thought the branch has closed down recently.
That's a branch. It is not Saban.
Yeah.
In fact, Saban even announced there's new shows coming out for Saban.
Yep.
Saban is not gone. They closed a branch and made a retarded amount of money through selling some properties.
Yep.
Because originally this started out with, announced-wise, it started out with Hasbro buying the toy rights and
yes.
stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Think of it as when Disney bought Fox. They didn't buy all of Fox.
But it hasn't officially gone through.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, it has.
Then how come they haven't?
It just finished a couple days ago. It was on. It even posted. It's done. They bought it.
Yeah.
And it was for a retarded amount of money. Yes, the deal is closed.
Because I know that there was talks of like a Infinity trying to buy it up too and stuff like
that. It's not only closed, but Hasbro has already announced plans to step forward with most of the material that they got and some of their own material to create the Hasbro universe.
Yep. Oh, so they are going to try the Hasbro
They're going universe. To try to combine Power Rangers, G.I. Joe, Transformers, and there were a couple other properties into one.
Probably like He-Man or some shit.
One giant universe thing.
I kind of hope this means that we won't see a Super Seasons.
Super Seasons.
Like for Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Like how Megaforce,
Megaforce ever since Samurai, Megaforce, and then Samurai.
Actually,
Samurai.
You're dealing with a completely different problem.
That's a different thing.
You're worried about Supers. You need to cross your fingers that they even do one at all.
Yep.
With Hasbro being under control, they could decide that this is no longer a series. It could become a movie, and they could say, fuck that, series don't make money. And I hate to do this to you guys, because once again, I have to go into the fucking broken record. This is a business. It's your fandom. It's their business. Mm-hmm. No series on television has ever made money.
So this one that they have planned could be the last one.
Could be.
Yeah.
And we don't know what they're going to do, but series in general make no money. No series ever produced on television ever has ever made money. They make money through merchandising and advertising.
Yep.
If a show does well, somebody might want to advertise on that show, and that can make money for the industry, but at large, series do not make money.
You ever wonder why it costs them $1 million to run 30 fucking seconds of an advertisement in the Super Bowl?
This might be interesting because Power Rangers is more or less an American version of Super Sentai, but of Super Sentai still going.
Super Sentai will keep going.
Yeah, it will keep going.
Super Sentai is not part of Saban.
But this is now going to be up to Hasbro whether or not they care to go through this Americanization thing. Because Hasbro could also take another easy route. And they could say, what's that over there? What are you doing? What? Rhinos and dinosaurs? Fuck it, dub it.
Yep.
It's easier.
Yeah.
And it gets a lot of people off their backs about, I don't like Power Rangers, I only like Super Sentai because my fandom is Big Dick and your fandom is TDS.
Yep.
Now, but to be fair, even if they got rid of, let's say this is the last of the Power Rangers here in America, nowadays it's easier to get a hold of Super Sentai.
Yes.
So while that show still goes on in Japan, we could just watch that. And because we don't have Power Rangers anymore, that will be our new Power Rangers.
If they just wanted to dub that thing and bring it over, they could dub it, bring it over, or they don't even have to dub it. They could literally sub it
and sell it here. And we'll read it.
They could. They could sub that series, sell it here, and sell toys.
Yep.
Wouldn't that kind of affect a Shout?
Well, technically, they would have a
couple
other
care?
Issues, but I'm going to double check
that. Well, since they've been doing the DVC.
Can I be honest with you?
Do we care?
Until we started doing this show and everything, I didn't even know Shout existed. So, they're not as big as most companies are.
You could say, would that affect Shout? But let's be honest. Let's say Hasbro actually throws out the bullshit and says, from now on, Super Sentai, and to make this thing happen, the first thing we're doing is while we build up towards the next series of Super Sentai coming out here in America, subbed, that you can watch, here's all the rest of it.
Yep.
And they could just go on a crazy thing here, and they could say, just to make this work, we're going to start subbing Super Sentai here, and we're going to release DVD packs of all the Super Sentai. Here's the Hasbro label. Pa-dow! Now let's go on to what we actually do, and that's toys. And like it or not, the toy properties are in a better place with Hasbro than where they were. Hasbro does toys. And if you look them up, they do pretty good toys. They're a toy corporation that hasn't dwindled and died as hard as some of the others have.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
I just noticed something because I thought about something that might become a bit of a pain in the ass. Because technically in Japan, Bandai does all the Super Sentai shit.
Yes, they do.
The toys and figs. So,
it could also come. It also could come down to, in order to maintain the license. See, this is where license is such a motherfucker. License is funny. See, because here's the thing. Even after what we just talked, which would make a lot of sense for Hasbro to do, there's another little added problem. Hasbro bought the license for Power Rangers. That is not Super Sentai. And even though Power Rangers has been built off Super Sentai footage, it is not Super Sentai.
Yep.
So technically Hasbro could try like a whole new American series in general.
Yep.
If this possibly do. They could also go out of their way to do the very first ever full American series and then sell Power Ranger toys.
Well, yep. I've been saying this for...
But that would cost a lot of money. And like I said, Hasbro's not about spending as much as they just spent to lose more money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been saying this for a while. Well, I told you this. Not really.
Well,
I've been saying it for a while.
Power Rangers into a cartoon. Because technically cartoons...
Cartoon costs an outrageous amount of money, though.
True, but
animation
cartoons
ain't cheap.
Spawn toys.
Yes, but so did Power Rangers.
Dude,
and,
believe it or not,
and all they had to do was film half a series.
Power Rangers nowadays...
Because the rest of the half of the series was already done for them with fight footage and everything.
We're in 2018, right. And since Dino Thunder, when they started really going into the CGI mechs and not taking the footage of the robot fights and stuff out of from Japan because they're just CGIing everything...
No, we were still taking it because they were CGIing.
Yes, but it was it wasn't okay. You know original Power Rangers how noticeable it was.
Yes.
Well, it started to get a little bit better.
But it's still filmed the same way. We're still using half Sentai footage, half American film.
While Super Sentai is still popular over there, Power Rangers is popular here. Believe it or not, when we were kids, it was everywhere. You know, but now that we've done this show, we've noticed how many Power Ranger fans there are out there, you know, and making an American version of Power Rangers, having our actors not just fighting fucking putties, but actually fighting the monster and not taking that footage from Japan. You know, they could do
it. Did start happening more often, but that was happening. We were always buying the crappy monster costume from Japan. And having a guy come over here and dance. Because our Rangers often met up with the monsters.
And yes, sometimes on foot, they would fight the monster. Because you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
You can tell that. I think that's Austin St. John in that costume.
Yes, you could tell when it was definitely...
Because Geki was leaner.
Yes.
No offense to Austin, because Austin was in shape when he was doing Power Rangers. He was in great shape.
He was stockier, though. He was a bigger dude.
He was stockier, and you could tell the difference. Well,
kind of like how everybody's fucking crazy dickhard about this Lord Drekken when Tommy actually appeared as the character. But I'm going to tell you why that looks really weird, too, for everybody that wants that to happen. Old Tommy's so big that when he's walking around as a ranger, it almost looks a little comical.
Yeah, how buffed and stuff.
Like, he's outrageously huge, and it doesn't look right on a Power Ranger.
Because in the comics, especially, Lord Drakon is...
He's skinny. He's a lean little dude.
Think of Bruce Lee.
Yes.
Small, but lean as hell. But, you know, when we did our own stuff, like Forever Red,
But that wasn't ours either.
Yes, but when you saw the Rangers and the fight on the moon, I think was completely our guys because you looked at Jason, and
no,
except for the Beetleborg villain.
Once it jumped to costumes, that was the Forever Red Sentai footage. They did that over there too, but we lost. We didn't get half that episode
because half
the episode had to be removed. Because
we didn't get,
they had Rangers we don't have.
We had ours started with...
In Forever Red in Japan, in that Sentai episode, they're led by Go Ranger 1.
Yeah, because over there, their Forever Red
was
a
was the Red Ranger from 1975 all the way up to their Wild Force.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. While here it was from Mighty Morphin to Wild Force. So we missed like what? We missed nearly 20 years of Red Ranger.
Right. Yeah. And all those guys were there. I've seen the comparison shot where our guys do our thing. We're like, intro, 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 intro. That was exciting, right? Theirs is like, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, holy shit! Like, when does it fucking end? And at the end, when they show that mountain shot, and those guys are like, whoa! And that big red explosion happens. We got about 30% of that mountain shot.
Well, how many do we have?
They got, dude, it's outrageous. They just look like a bunch of tiny toys almost.
You keep talking and I'll figure it out.
Like, it was crazy to see the difference that we got compared to what they got.
But then again, a few of the Sentai series, I think one or two didn't have an actual Red Ranger, so... At least
what?
I think the Battle Fever J didn't exactly have a Red Ranger.
It did.
It did?
Yeah, red. It did. The reason the Red is the leader deals with Japan.
Ten. We had 10 Red Rangers.
Part of why there's always a Red Ranger is because Japan.
Yep.
That is why.
Oh,
red,
the Japan guy. Okay, never mind.
Colors, Ranger colors that are always there are red. For some reason, blue is always there. And... I think yellow.
Yellow is actually more common than pink.
Yeah,
because we've seen pink turn into white with like pink stripes and stuff. But those three colors are really always there because black and green will switch.
Right.
Red is always there. The leader is always red.
Always red.
And the reason that comes down to that. Is nothing more than Japan, from what I've been told.
Red is always the leader until Tommy gets White Ranger. Then he's leader, and he kicks Jason out.
Here. No, yeah, Hasbro acquired Power Rangers. Yeah. So while I would prefer that they just bring the Sentai footage over here and do toys, they can't do Super Sentai toys.
Let me ask you this.
It's not allowed. So they do have to make... Power Rangers, and that brings us down to one very important question. The only question people should be asking, this is it. This is the definitive, most important question. Is it going to be a movie, a series, just a series, or movie and series? Because if Power Rangers continues, series cost more money and make less money than doing movies.
Mm-hmm.
A series is a continuous leech on your corporation that takes your money, and unless you're selling the toys, all you're doing is bleeding money.
But
especially when you're paying your actors $1 million an episode.
Well, movies almost always at least break even.
You know, now that I think about it, far do you think that they've gotten into the Americanization of GoBuster? Do you think they've finished it or not?
I'll bet you there's a stipulation under contract that said Saban can finish their work.
Okay.
Yeah.
There almost has to be. Otherwise, they would just trash
it. This is a question that I have because I don't.
That's just like Fox and the X-Men. They were allowed to finish their X-Men project, even though Marvel really should have said, "Turn that shit off."
Yeah,
we're taking over from now.
Like, and I'm sorry if you guys liked Deadpool 2. I get it. You guys liked it. It's so great. As soon as Deadpool. Yeah, I'm hearing all kinds of talk that it was so great. Make your faces, whatever. Look, here's the thing. I'm not a Deadpool fan, so maybe this is biased, but let's be honest. The second it was acquired by Disney, Deadpool should not have been changed, but that movie should have been shut down and should have been filmed by Disney, not Fox. And that would have allowed Disney a chance to simply wake him up in a different universe, still allow it to be the same damn thing, but he should even make a reference like, I feel like things have changed.
If any character can do that, Deadpool can easily do that because of what his character is.
And then he could even make references like, hey, where'd so-and-so go? And like one of the other bad guys could be like, I think he's owned by a different corporation. And they could just leave it at that. And it'd be like, really, that sucks, I miss him. Or something like that. And they could reference the fact that characters are gone and things. They never should have let Fox finish out anything. Yeah. Phoenix should have been canceled. or at least given a reason and a full-scale rewrite to be brought into the MCU.
Because I'm going to tell you something.
Yep.
With this being Fox's last X-Men movie, I already told Bill this, but I think it's going to be bad.
I worry.
I think it's going to be bad.
I am surprised Deadpool went over as well as
Wolverine origin bad.
I'm kind of thankful about Dark Phoenix being the last X-Men movie compared to what I saw with the New Mutants horror movie.
Is that still happening now that I think about it? That's
a
Fox thing.
It was in production.
Dude, I completely forgot about it.
I think that's coming out.
God damn it. Why do we have
that? Last I heard.
But see, that's exactly what I'm getting at.
I heard it was pushed back again, and since if this has gone fully through, it might be canceled.
Oh, it's through.
Hold on. I have to bring in a Jabba Wrestling Corner thing here. Hold on. Why the fuck do we ask questions on this show? Hold on.
No, really. You don't even have to look it up. 100% without a doubt, Disney should have put the slam, and they should have ended it. And really, Hasbro, if Hasbro was going to take command of Power Rangers, they should just jump in and do it.
Let me ask you.
And I feel like we should get a full American series, and they should take this opportunity to put it where everybody's already watching it anyway. Everybody watches it on fucking Netflix.
Well, let me ask you this, because other companies...
Who's still watching it on television?
Who own is Power Rangers on what network?
Nickelodeon has been the one been showing it for the past couple of years.
I guess there might be people that are still watching Nickelodeon or whatever.
Yeah.
But realistically, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers has all moved to Netflix, and that's where the bulk of its fan base is anyway.
Every series.
And to cut down on the bullshit of making a series.
Well, let me ask you this.
They should just make 13 episode, well thought out, or 20 episode, well thought out, full storyline content, just like they did with the new Voltron. It's not always about getting the tigers and form Voltron and use the sword. There's a story that accompanies the things that are happening that makes sense for the big moments that apply. And Power Rangers needs this treatment bad.
Well, shit.
Let me ask you this. Because we see other networks doing it now.
Yeah.
Because of the boom that fucking Netflix has. Would you like to see, because I don't think anybody's ever put this in the comments, would you like to see a streaming service of nothing but Sentai related?
I thought there was talks about something like that going on with Saban.
There's a good chance that there is something like that in the works, and still, no, I don't want that. I'm going to tell you something right now. We are marching towards something. It's true, the world changes, okay? Some things survive, some things die. Cassettes are dead for a reason. Videotape is dead for a reason. These things happen, and every now and then, if you want to get all retro on me and go buy your vinyl record and tell me that it was a softer, better sound, first off, you're full of bullshit, because the best sound you can ever have with anything is uncompressed full-scale audio, period.
Yep.
That is the best sound quality you can ever have, and by now, if they were smart, they would have sold full catalog uncompressed Blu-ray discs.
Yep.
So that you could watch things like that, because uncompressed sound is always better. It's always better.
Hey, man, those records are nostalgia.
It is. And it's part of what sells them the way they do.
Although, truth be told, 8 tracks still have nostalgia for some people, but them bitches ain't coming back.
But no. Regardless of my comment, this is true that all these things are starting to happen, and everybody wants their own fucking streaming service. I want to watch all possible TV. I need Netflix, Hulu, wrestling. Isn't there 2 fucking wrestling streaming services now?
As far as America, there is. There's WWE Network, and then there's the New Japan Pro 2. Wrestling.
Two fucking things for that. I also need HBO. I need Stars. I need that new fucking thing that, what is that, Voodoo or whatever?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
PlayStation View, whatever?
No, Voodoo.
No.
Oh, that. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
I need that. Right now there's a streaming service that's being talked about for Disney material.
Yeah,
CW wants to start a streaming service. CBS All. I don't need 10 goddamn services to watch
fucking
TV. You're
not done yet, son.
Yeah, I'm not.
There's still six.
Exactly.
Six for anime.
That's exactly
and then
what I'm talking about.
Streaming services.
Yeah, and then there's the BBC. Yes.
It is going to collapse in on itself.
Yep.
The normal person cannot do that. They have to pick one or two. And as these corporations, they get the idea, well, I want to get all the CW in one place. Pull them from Netflix. Well, okay, well, we're watching Netflix or Hulu or whatever, and that's the reason, for some people, that's the reason they do that.
The reason why I canceled my Hulu is because the contract that they had with CW ended. So you can't watch the show a couple of hours after it aired on Hulu anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You basically, now if you don't, like for me, my shift, I can't watch TV because those shows are on when I'm at work.
Well, that and the CW also wants to make its own thing. So let's say it runs out on Netflix and they pull it off of Netflix. Well, Netflix becomes less interesting. And as this happens with every single person out there, Disney doesn't want all their stuff on Hulu and Netflix because they want it for the Disney services and yada, 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 yada. After a while, these streaming services, they're going to collapse in on themselves because the reason cable worked for as long as it did is because of the variety, not because you got it because Spike TV was on there.
Yep.
Although,
don't get me wrong, I do still miss MXC. That's why I'm glad to have all five seasons on DVD.
You mean the only seasons that they released physically?
That's why I said all five.
Because I think there was like a sixth one, but they didn't release
all
it.
Five.
That's just like my Star Wars Clone Wars.
Yeah.
There's four. It's four. There was a fifth season, but it wasn't released single. It wasn't released as a single Blu-ray pack that you can buy. You have to get this big, giant box set thing.
So there's only four.
And then there's the non-canon Clone Wars series.
No, that's still... Well, technically, if you want to get technical, the Clone Wars series is probably not canon anymore.
Yeah.
Because they've already kind of given clues as to that not actually being a canon thing.
Yeah, now technically, isn't it the fucking the other one?
Now it's just the movies.
Okay.
I'm even hearing that Rebels has things in it that are pointing towards it being no longer canon.
It's going to get to a point where the only are the 11 movies, because when 9 comes out, then you have Rogue One, and then you have Solo.
Yeah, you've got.
And then they're making an Obi-Wan.
Yep.
Finally.
So here we go. Commentary on either a Kamen Rider episode or Super Sentai episode. I can't do that.
Technically, we already are. We're doing Master Rider.
That's a true statement. A look at all the Battleizer used in Power Rangers over the years.
I can just throw glitter at the TV when we review the next set of costumes.
I can't do that either, but I understand that should be added to our list, because really, we should talk about Battleizers at some point if we're going to do a Morpher episode at some point.
Yeah, if we're going to look at Morphers, why not?
Okay, discussion about what's gone down in Shattered Grid so far, or the Power Rangers fusion picks of the red, blue, green, white, yellow, and black and Ranger, yada yada, heck, review Lord Drekken. Okay, here's the reason we haven't gone into the comic books yet. I'm caught up, and I read them.
I have no money, so I haven't got them and read them.
I have some of the early ones.
Shane is staring off into space like,
What you looking at, Shane?
Yeah.
You a little behind on your comic books?
Yes.
How far behind are we in comic books?
We'll not get into detail.
Are you on my...
Is it because of that giant list that when we go over, like it's like three stacks sitting under your window?
Listen, I learned some stuff about when... I thought... collecting comic books would be simple. They're not that long.
No.
They're not that long of books.
No.
It shouldn't take very long to get through them.
Shane,
I realized something. Because they keep releasing cool shit that I must have on my list, my list gets greater and greater. Which means when I go to my comic book shop and I grab my comics, I have new books, new series. Now that adds on to the pile I've already got.
Hmm.
If I took a week of doing nothing but reading books, I could get caught up.
Never
yes.
happen. Would never happen.
But that means I got
your old lady would grab you by the dick and drag you into the bedroom and say, Shane, now that you're here, help me kill this guy in fucking Final Fantasy 14.
But
like,
Superman!
We can't do this raid.
Superman!
Dude, she'll be fucking like, no, we need to fuck. I'm like, do it. I gotta read books. I gotta get caught up. There we go. Yep. Oh my God, this is what really happens.
I'm 16 issues behind.
Yeah, I'm 16 issues behind. Just get on top, baby.
You're doing all the work. It's not that I'm not interested.
I can't remember who the fuck told the story. I think it might have been you. It was you or somebody else. They were telling the story about how they were trying to get good at Halo again. So, like, their old lady wanted to get frisky one night, and they were just like, baby, just suck my dick. I got to play Halo. So the girl, like, started giving them a blowjob, and they were so pissed off at the game that they literally slammed the controller down on top of their fucking head. Because they weren't even paying attention to the blowjob they were getting.
I've never played a video game.
I want to know whose story that was.
Yeah, so do I, because I can't remember. Literally, we were sitting at your place back when you were at the fucking Roach Motel at Mike's.
Could have been
That's how long ago it was. It was like almost right out of high school type of shit.
Could have been a Nick?
No.
No.
Okay. Never mind.
No.
He has to keep a woman first.
Well, I
know Nick was one of the major Halo players among the group.
Damn!
So.
I'm sorry. It's not like he's going to get mad at me. He
Holy
has to listen to the show.
Shit.
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't listen to the show. He doesn't even listen to the show when he's in the episode.
Dude.
Y'all is some bombers tonight. Fucking B-52s in this motherfucker.
Where's he at?
Yeah, he said he wanted to be here for this episode.
We at Nick.
We said 3 p.m.
Nick,
like always.
Nick, take this mic.
You can't.
Oh, he seems to not be here. I was late, showed up.
Yeah, after 20 minutes of Shane.
Hey,
Shane,
wake up. 48 minutes late is better than not showing up.
This is actually the reason we don't do the comic books, though. Look, I'm the only person that could do it.
I'm behind, and I know I'm behind. It's going to take some time to get caught up.
Shit, you're behind. Bill's about to be behind. Anybody who paid attention to the Facebook knows that Puppy decided to go in the room.
I saw your room.
Yeah, I saw those photos.
Bill, I know you love your dog.
Yeah.
But next time I did ate him.
Dude, I couldn't fucking believe
something
that.
Something like that, I would have left his ass outside.
Yeah, I remember commenting or saying something like, did he leave a bite on any of them?
No. I had them all piled into stacks for DC, third characters is even if it's owned by DC or Marvel, something like that, like
you're
Darth Vader.
Like Dark Horse,
Darth
image.
Vader. Darth yeah. Vader is a Marvel comic. That's a third character. It's not part of the Marvel verse. It goes in my third character stack. So I had third character stacks, Marvel, DC, and then other things as well, kind of broken up into storylines, things like that. And I have all this put, and then I have Green Lantern box, X-Men boxes. And they were all in stacks. They were all over to the side. They were fine. While I slept, for some reason he went in, pulled each stack down, created a giant bed for himself, and slept on top of all of them. But didn't hurt any of them.
Maybe he wanted to read them, but realizing that he has no opposable thumb, so he couldn't take them out and flip through the pages. And because he's a dog, no offense, he can't read.
Technically, he can't see color either. Well, he could see some colors, but...
Perfect topic for you. You guys are collectors, correct? So what are your thoughts on the repackaging of the Power Rangers DVD sets? We've had the complete season series sets with the bonus discs included. Then we've had the individual season volumes released for everything up to RPM. And now we're getting a third repackaging of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers complete series set, except the only difference is that the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie from 1995, is being released on Blu-ray with DVD sets of the show. Also, the set doesn't have any new extras or any extras that weren't on the 20-season legacy set. Just whatever was on the first two DVD releases. So, I guess my actual question is, as collectors for you, what's the incentive to spend $200 on a set you already have, and the only new add-on is the movie on Blu-ray? And the movie is probably going to be released on Blu-ray separately anyway.
It is, because I had a choice between the Blu-ray and the DVD at Walmart when I was picking up DVDs the other day. And I just picked regular standard DVD. By the way, Shane, this is a question for you. Seeing as how you bought technically this will be a question for Nick, since he bought Final Fantasy II, and then Final Fantasy IV, and then Final Fantasy IV, and then Final Fantasy IV, and then Final Fantasy IV.
Yes, Nick.
Well,
Nick,
it's for Nick because he's done it more than you have with one series. But
you've done it
multiple times with multiple series.
No, he's Shane has owned every version of Final Fantasy IV.
No, Nick did that.
But he doesn't like Final Fantasy IV.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm a complex person, okay? And listen,
I've never seen this.
Sometimes
this,
money burns my leg.
Give it to me, motherfucker. I could use it.
Spin the shit out of it.
This newly announced 10 set when it was announced. I'm like, nope.
$100
Nope.
Yeah. I will start this one out.
This motherfucker says, nope.
As somebody, I like to think of myself as a collector, but unfortunately my collecting has kind of taken a back seat. I haven't really bought any new series movies. I'm hardly buying games these days. But since I don't own
Buy Switch games.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some stuff coming out.
Coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I bought the new Harvest Moon.
I haven't played Harvest Moon since PlayStation.
I hadn't either.
So
it's awesome on the Switch. Just gonna put that out.
Shit, you kidding me? Last night I dropped fucking money. Not even last night. I've been dropping money on games lately. Like, as soon as I picked up the Switch and I dropped that $500 to get the Switch, a game, a case, and the protector, I said, hey, I need games.
Otherwise, that's a neat system.
No, literally, the last few times I dropped games, I bought a random ass indie game. I barely fucking play it. It's like a Doom clone and it's fun, but I barely play it. After fucking E3 announced that Fallout Shelter was coming to the Switch for free, I literally woke up, I was laying in bed when they had announced that. I sat up in bed four different times being like, is it updated? Nope. Lay down for a bit. Fuck, I can't sleep. Sit up. Turn on the Switch. Is it updated yet? Nope. Fuck. Woke up. Oh. Hey, it's finally updated at fucking 7 o'clock in the morning. Download, take my shower, come back, go to work.
I'm going to tell you right now, when that gaming show comes back and starts doing episodes on Fandom Night, it's just going to be a big old fucking bill beaten off about how good the Switch is every episode.
Yeah.
I don't play anything else. I play Star Trek on the PS4.
It's fine.
That's it.
It's fine because I will agree with you how great the Switch is. It is an amazing system.
Shit, I beat that cat.
You know, we haven't. But to get back on track.
What?
I don't own any of the Power Rangers series because I have Netflix. And since everything's on
Which
them,
is what we just discussed. Yep. That's where a new series needs to go.
So, owning all the Rangers on a Blu-ray, DVD set, whatever. Dropping $200, I don't want to.
No,
do
this
that.
Is this the whole this Mighty Morphin Power Rangers will be DVD. The movie is Blu-ray. That's
okay.
It.
Let's say, for instance, okay. Now, in terms of rebuying it, no.
Yeah,
but if
yeah.
absolutely
don't,
fucking
but
ridiculous.
But if you don't already,
but let's
own
say
it.
Let's say yeah. you don't own
just
it.
For an extra 10. Wow.
Let's say you don't own it. Okay. First off, you get the 10, you get the movie, you get the series. Okay, if you were to buy this all in the separate features that are out in Walmart right now, it's $20 a feature. Then you have part 1, part 2, part 1, part 2, part 1, part 2. That's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. So still, no! Because I could buy them all individually, and all those extras...
Oh, you mean the few extras?
All those extras are on YouTube.
Yeah, it's true.
And when I bought that first...
And let's be honest about your extras. What are you going to do? Watch them once? Watch the motherfuckers on YouTube.
When I first got that first set, guess how much it cost me? About $80 to $100. That's it.
Well, for me, Unless you are a fucking diehard fucking Ranger.
I don't even think Die Hard cuts it. You get a tin and a Blu-ray movie, $200. You better. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you something right now. That better come with a blowjob from your Ranger of choice.
Yeah.
Damn it, dude! Don't do that for me, man.
Oh, he's buying it. The money is burning his leg.
I'm not gay or anything, but I do enjoy some JDF, and I don't know if he'll be up to sucking my dick.
Have to for a tin of $200. You could literally buy this fucking thing for less money.
It's not worth
in
it.
Simple packages. Or for that matter, you could buy the original set right now.
Yeah.
That original set that Scott bought is $30.
And it's not worth it just
you know how I know it's $30? Because they sell those sets right now at FYI for $30 a piece.
Oh, they went down in price then.
Yeah, they went down a lot
It's not worth it just to get a bad movie in Blu-ray. No offense, that 95, I don't want to see those mechs in Blu-ray.
But you want to
they
watch
look like shit on DVD.
You want to watch
Yeah, but here's
4K.
The thing. Oh, dude.
Because there was talks of a 4K Blu-ray coming out for it.
I do. I am trying to live the 4K life. I don't want to see those awful...
You do. You do.
Bill, they look bad on DVD.
And that's exactly...
They look bad on VHS.
We want
VHS.
To see it. We want to see it. Shane, let us be honest with ourselves.
I still
let
got
me
the
just,
VHS.
Let me just put this out here, Shane. You watched Fanforestick.
Yeah.
In the theaters.
You're right. I'm sorry.
And just to put this out here, you bought... Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh.
Doesn't matter.
I got it for free.
You still purchased that motherfucker.
I left the store without losing money for it.
But you originally picked it up and put it with the other things you were going to buy under the impression that it was going to cost you money.
And then when I look at the receipt and I'm like, this movie's so bad, they
it was
gave
free.
It to me.
Now, but still, you purchased under the intent of spending money.
I bought it for the
Dragon
intended
Ball
purpose
Evolution.
Of watching it and laughing at it.
But
and guess what we're going to do with Rangers in 4K?
Okay, yeah. Okay, fine. You are right. After Fanforestick and the Evolution... movies.
You mean De-Evolution.
Which we saw that in theaters, and you bought it.
Yeah. Yeah, we all watched it in the theater.
I got a problem, okay?
Yeah, we know.
But listen.
Bill's got a problem, too.
Listen,
Nick still has to get him his one birthday gift that he keeps saying he's going to get him. Much like how Bill keeps telling me we're going to have an orange New Year.
Oh.
Bill keeps telling me that we're going to have an orange New Year. Nick keeps telling Bill he's going to go out and... buy him his favorite movie, Sands of Time.
Really?
Hey, Nick, have you picked it up yet?
Oh, my God.
No, that's just a callback to a really old joke from the original first ever episode.
Yeah, literally the first episode.
I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy it on DVD. Yeah, and I'm going to put that bitch out in the parking lot and run it over.
I said, I will run that motherfucker over until the car runs out of gas, and you will help me push it to the gas station so I can fill it up and run it over one more time as I park.
Well, to be fair...
You know, I should actually go out and buy that DVD just so we can videotape it and
well,
put it on
shit,
one of these episodes.
Yeah, but the problem is if we do it over here, Jeremy is literally right across the street from a gas station.
So it's much more convenient.
Yeah, it's much more convenient. Back then, the gas station was fucking half a mile up the street. Get to pushing, bitch.
Especially when we were doing the... when we first started the show, me and Bill were living together in the apartment. There ain't no goddamn gas station nearby.
Yeah, that's
so,
what I mean.
When it comes down to it, it is ridiculous. And this is the Power Rangers is not the only thing that does this. This repackaging shit. And we argued about this way back on a video gaming podcast when I said this repackaging, remastering, and reselling, redouble dipping of the industry needs to fucking stop. And everybody, like, I had half the crew was against me on it, and then like as the conversation went on, it became, look, I understand why we shouldn't allow this, but then Shane would say things like, if they wouldn't do it, I wouldn't buy it because I don't see a point. But then they release it, and I need it because I have a problem.
It's an addiction to buy stuff that I don't really need, but then I need because I need to see it on my shelf. I need to be like, I have it.
There's nothing to make you buy something like that. Think about what they're releasing. And the reason it sells is because fucking people buy it.
I can watch it all.
It's that simple.
I can watch it all on Netflix.
But if you would like to own it, you could buy it in single packs right now for like $120. You could have the movie and every single one of those series packs.
The only thing this $200 thing is a convenience factor. Let's say you go to the store and you're having problems finding one of the parts.
And if you're...
That's all it is a convenience factor.
If you're paying...
The fact that it has the metal tin, which holds up a lot better than a plastic box.
You're getting a little bit of fancy packaging.
If you're paying for the extras that you're only going to watch one fucking time, let me tell you something. YouTube downloader, get it.
Yep.
Done. A review of Bionicle. I can't do that.
But, Bill, it's Lego. Everybody loves Legos.
I just don't know anything about it, so I can't review it.
Same here. Oh, Bionics?
No, and I have
Bionicle.
Lego Bionicle.
I remember those.
And I have much.
I had a couple of the toys.
I have so much on my backlog.
Oh my God.
And the way the third shift lifestyle was tearing at my fucking soul.
Which is over with now.
Thank God. I'm going to start getting a lot of stuff back on track for myself. And hopefully all of our shows as well, now that I can finally focus on it.
Must be nice.
It's going to be. It's going to be. You'll see.
Must be nice to do a lot of cool stuff.
I'm going
to
figure some things out.
What's it like to be off work when all of your friends are off work?
Ooh.
I wouldn't know.
You know, I'm going to be honest here. I wouldn't either.
I read your message.
Just going to put that out there. I fucking wouldn't either.
The only reason I did not respond last night is because you know what I'm doing.
Cyber Squad. It's not really part of the Ultraman series canon, but you guys got to go over it at some point, right?
Which
also,
true, but technically,
would be good timing with the anime coming in a few months. I don't know anything about that.
Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad. It was an ABC version of Ultraman.
Yep.
Really?
Even
so it's like Power Rangers for Ultraman.
It was adapted from another source, but it was like a...
What is Power Rangers category? What's its category?
Tokusatsu.
Tokusatsu. So this would be in a...
Technically, this falls into... We'll talk... Here's the truth of it, guys. I know you guys love to do that. You guys love to be like, well, I mean, you guys are going to talk about it at some point. Guys, we haven't even gotten to the father of tokusatsu. By now, we should have went over the Godzilla films.
Yep.
The Sentai Review was born from a Power Rangers conversation and got the name Sentai Review because that's what most people will know. But the truth of it is that this thing that we do talks tokusatsu. And truth be told, by now, we should have talked God fucking Zilla.
Yeah,
we're going to be talking about everything.
Although, truth be told, one of the last episodes that I edited and uploaded to the What's Up Fandom Night YouTube, good luck finding it, by the way. One of the last things I did was like Bill's talk over Godzilla.
Hell, we're not even finished with the Robos yet.
Yeah.
We're a lot closer
getting closer to the end, very close to the end.
We're starting to knock giant sections off our list, which is opening up other sections.
But then after Robos is done, you know, until there's a new series, we can't do costumes for Robo.
We've still got villains and all kinds of movies.
Morphing sequences, morphers.
The comparisons to the American costumes to the Japanese
music.
Costumes.
Opening music. Can we do that?
The American cast against the Japanese cast?
Oh, out of costumes.
Yeah.
Out of costumes. We were going to do cast comparisons.
Not only that, but I don't know if we can do it because of copyright.
I thought for a second you were talking costumes. I was like, they're the same. Scott.
I don't know if, like, I don't know if we can do
street clothes.
right.
I don't know if we can do this because of copyright.
The music we've already talked
opening,
on that 18 different
openings.
Times. The music we would not be able to do.
Just because of copyright?
I want to, but man, the copyright is so hard on that music.
Because we can see the difference between our... Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
I'm
going to
keep looking
Jude
into
Ranger.
It. There has to be a way to do it. There has to.
Yeah,
but
like I said, the only thing I could think of is make it a podcast only
or chipmunk that shit.
But even then, we can't play it.
We can't play the music right on while we're recording.
No.
So the only thing we can do that I can think of is we sit before we hit record. We sit there, listen to both of them.
See, here's the thing, though. The way the show, like, that's easy. We could do that, but, man, what would suck about it
is nobody else would be able to hear it.
Yeah, we'd have to be like, okay, leave our video, go back to YouTube, find this song, listen to it, come back.
And then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wants to do that.
Because of copyright infringement, such ass, you know, you could tell them 100 times.
There is one more thing we can do.
This is not my music.
There's one more thing we can do, and I promise you we're not going to get the go-ahead.
What's that?
You call the company.
And get their permission. If we get their permission.
If we get an exclusive writ permission that says, yes, you could talk about the music.
The only
And good fucking luck with that.
The only problem with that is
that we're not big enough. But then somebody would listen to our show, and they would say, hell no! You hear how these guys tear this fucking shit apart?
Like, nope, tag, nope, tag.
No, it wouldn't be a spammer. We'd get killed by the company.
Yeah.
You think the company would listen to our show and think that we're going to bring in viewers to their show?
Yeah. To be honest with you, I hate this. Not to mention the fact that the music industry is so fucking
fractured. There's love in all of what we do here.
Yeah.
But
there are people that criticize what we do.
There's so many people. I see this all the time where people get on, watch one episode randomly of ours, hear us smash one of their favorite things, and they go, fuck these guys, and they never come back. They put the thumb down, and they never come back. We get 5 or 6 thumb downs every single episode from people that get mad because we shit on their thing.
Which is
even
funny
if we're
because
doing
they
it,
thumbed the fuck out of when we made fun of the last one.
No, I see people leave our show all the time and unsubscribe because we shit on their thing, because we're not a show that just, there's a lot of love in our show, but we're adults joking on an adult level on stuff that was never meant to be held up to that kind of scrutiny.
Right. But yeah, and then even then, like I said, then we would also have to get yeses from every fucking record company that literally owns the music.
Because it'll be owned by them. That's the reason the Power Rangers theme can't be used in movies and things like that, is because it's weird. It's owned by
I think the movie version is owned by a different company.
It's all licensed shit. It's so complicated.
Yeah, which is why I said we would have to get a yes from like fucking all these different places.
And the biggest problem is I hate to say this, but we're not that big.
Of course not.
Right.
And you know,
in terms of Sentai channels, we're growing exponentially.
Well, yes, on that, but as a podcast, dude, there's so many people that don't even know we exist. I've told people, hey, man,
there's a reason for that.
I'm in a podcast.
There's a reason for that.
Stop and
listen to some podcasts and pay real close attention.
Bill, I listen to a lot of podcasts.
But I don't think you're paying enough attention, because you'll start to notice that if you really listen to when they talk about how they had to work that day or something like that, really listen. A good portion of those guys that you're listening to that are big podcasts, they work in the industry.
Yep.
We don't.
We don't.
Believe it or not, while we're trying to make this something to work in the industry, this is a...
There's so many people, like Turtle Soup, which is just... It's all it is a podcast that follows Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from the very first issue ever released, chronologically, everything that's ever been released in Turtles history, all the way up to present day. That's all they do. And it took me about 110 episodes to finally catch something. The two guys that do that podcast work in the film industry and use that as a pivot point, which is why they're so fucking big. I don't have a pivot point.
No.
I have fucking these guys.
Yay, we're these guys.
That's all we got. We got these guys.
Well, the thing about it is that I've been telling people, like, you know,
none of us
AU's guys.
And you know what's really sad about it? Is I've listened to a lot of podcasting. Since we've been podcasting, I never used to listen to podcasts.
Yeah,
but now since that we do it, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed something big. We talk about Power Rangers. Now, and looking at normal people every day, they think we talk about baby shit, little kid shit.
Yeah.
Shit, not even that.
But we have a better show
still
than a lot of these podcasters, because I've listened to them. I'm like,
dude, it's excruciating.
Why are you boring?
Yep.
You're talking about something that I actually like. But I've listened to 14 podcasts, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
No.
Dude, it's amazing.
And I play that game. I like that game. Why can't you be interesting? We talk about Power Rangers. I go tell my parents I do a Power Ranger podcast. They look at me like, you're going to be 30.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mom, you wouldn't believe how popular Power Rangers are. It is. There are. Ever since we've done this show, we have found more and more people that love this show. I grew up with this show. Of course, at I'll do this at 90. I remember my day. Power Rangers. I loved it. You know.
Shit, we've been
Shane,
doing. We've been
do
doing
me a
podcasts.
Favor, real quick, reach into that box. Grab up one of the. Are there any of the coat hangers in there?
There is not.
Shit. Is there, like, anything that looks like a pen or a pencil? Like, any straight,
what
flat?
What are we doing all of a sudden?
This motherfucker's over here going, Power Rangers and pee popping like a pussy!
I see.
That's not going to sound good on people's ears. They're going to be like, yeah, they're
there is not.
Ah, fuck, I can feel it through my phone!
He just helped the situation.
Yeah, he helped the situation.
Yeah, I know. And as an example...
That doesn't look that bad on this end.
That's fine.
No, but really, it's not just that. We've been podcasting for years.
Yeah.
And actually, our gaming podcasts and really... The thing is that people don't bring their actual passion into their podcasting. I hear it all the time. They do a show. And while they might be passionate about it, they don't have... It's weird... They have the passion, but they don't bring it in the way that we do. Our show is different for one reason, and it's something that I've tried to explain to Scott a couple of times. Sometimes Scott will wait for his turn to talk.
Don't do that. Literally just cut people off. Just cut people off like I just hit the bell. Bill won't get a word in. I just cut you off. That's what you got to do in podcasting.
No, you don't. 80% of the podcasts you listen to are built on a structure that says... Blah, 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 my opinion, blah, 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 blah. Red seat. What do you think?
The podcasts I listen to, they're cutting each other off all the time.
Not as much as we do.
Yeah.
We are living room conversations.
True. Yeah. And, you know, I don't have...
We're in a living room right
let's
now.
Let's be real. Let's be real. I don't have
we're
patience.
We're
going
to be in a living room later tonight doing wrestling.
So you talk and talk and talk, and I'm like, I just want to talk. And I'm like, nope, sorry, shut up, my turn.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have patience to wait for you.
Yeah, whereas if you listen to, like, a show that everybody here except for Scott, all three of us here listen to, Hollywood Babylon.
Get on that shit, by the way, Scott.
I've heard bits and pieces, but not the whole show.
Babylon is Ralph says, okay, here's the segment. I'm going to read some emails. Kevin reacts.
And actually, if you cut Ralph off, he gets fucking pissed. Yeah. He's walked audience members out for it. He'll lose track of the show because he can't handle that because we are living room conversations.
You remember
most
Dennis?
Famous podcasts.
You remember fucking Dennis?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember Dennis? He's only talked about it for the last four fucking episodes. That was a goddamn month ago. He's still bitching about Dennis.
But he's not the only one. He's not the only one. That is normal in podcasting is to have a structure that goes back and forth and is a conversation between two hosts or something like that. But it's not like our conversations. We are living room, unedited conversations. And that also leads us to another thing that I've heard before where people say, well, you guys get off track. Well, that's because we're a living room conversation and we're live. Yeah. Whatever happens right now, right here, fucking happens.
Yeah.
And when
the fact that technically speaking, there's only six questions left to go to and we can fucking, me and Scotty could talk about Master I Durr. But you know what we're doing? We're going to keep getting off track because fuck that show.
And you know what that means? This might be a two-parter.
Yeah, no shit.
Speaking in which, though, we are the original Star Trek from 1960s. Also want the episode should be Doomsday Machine.
They want us to do the episode Doomsday Machine.
Okay, you guys want me to talk about the episode Doomsday Machine. Now, here's the reason I'm not going to do that.
Because it's awesome. And go watch it.
Because technically there's already a show for that.
Well, we had a show.
I don't have the time.
Yeah.
This podcast, I'm going to need an hour and a half.
What's his name? What's his name? Is it Decker? Was Decker in that? Commodore
Decker's
Decker?
In that.
Fuck
and
Decker.
Also,
fuck
the greatest,
Decker.
the greatest red shirt ever is in that episode.
Oh, my God, the badass red shirt. Yes. Who literally was like, motherfucker, let's go.
I do not die, and I do not go down in one neck punch.
Yeah, because that guy gets punched, and he gets back up, and he's like, you know what? Fuck this, man.
He even fucking blocked and was like, bow, and hit that dude back. And I was like, what? I was like, you're wearing red.
Why does it
hurt, motherfucker?
I'm going to tell you something. Kurt comes down. He's like, did you fight this guy off? He's like, I did my best, sir. He's like, away missions. You're coming with me.
I'd say switch to a gold shirt, command crew, bridge now.
Yeah.
And away team, you will come. Wear this color, you don't die.
I've watched main characters get taken out by neck chop. Ha-pah! Oh, I'm done. And this dude was like, no, bitch. I'm wearing red, I ain't going down.
Yeah, I've seen a worthless Klingon get his ass beat every day. You watch that show. I can't remember his name. What is it called? Getting Worfed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite getting Worfed moment in the history of all getting Worfed is in Data Lore when he walks into the fucking, he walks into the turbo lift, blah, 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 and fucking Lore says, emergency close, and the door's shut, and he turns around and sees the door shut, then he turns back around, he slaps the phaser out of his hand, he says, now, show me your warrior fierceness. And he punches Lore in the face. Bow! And Lore says, and he pushes his chest. That dude, his fucking face at that moment, that must have hurt worse than anything he's ever been through. Because Worf straight up is just like,
when the Borg came on the bridge to take Picard, and fucking Worf's like, he jumps over that console, he's like, let's do this, and they're like, get out of here.
He gets stiff armed. He gets straight up pushed in the face.
But
fuck
fucking
out of here.
Riker gets knocked down and he gets right back up like, I ain't done.
Worf gets pushed in the face, hits the ground, does not get up. Riker gets pushed over the fucking sidebar. By the way, that railing is a terrible fucking, idea. That's safety hazard like a motherfucker. The reason the bars existed on the original Enterprise was for safety. That you can't even hold on to whatever that trip railing is on that fucking Enterprise.
Because when your seat is on, you have to be like,
right,
stretching.
That's just a fucking hazard waiting
and
to happen.
Riker gets knocked over. He gets back up. He's like, bitch, I ain't done. Let's do this.
Fucking
I'll fight all you.
Wait, you want to talk about a hazard with Star Trek Next Generation? What about Riker sitting on one of the command boards?
He always does.
Yeah. He always sits on the consoles.
I want to know whose job it is that's sitting there on the bridge where they see Riker walk in and he starts to lean over and they go, fuck, lock code 873.
Yeah, lock code.
This motherfucker's going to hit the self-destruct. 325. Okay, there, it's locked.
He sits down, self-destruct, Captain, what is it? Riker sat on the console again. God damn it. Captain, Picard code, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
Deactivate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Engineering, I need warp 7. We can't, sir. Why? Riker's sitting on the console again. I had to lock them all.
Once everything gets moving, we are possibly, this all depends on whether or not I can get all the shows moving correctly again.
Yeah, we were tossing around a Doctor Who Star Trek show.
It's called Who Trek.
Who Trek.
And the whole point is that The whole point was to give you a chance to talk about Doctor Who and me a chance to talk about Star Trek. I'm not going to be discussing Doctor Who.
I'll probably be in for some of the Star Trek episodes.
And then there's always the possibility that if you want me to discuss Star Trek, you could catch me on some of my live streams when I'm just playing Star Trek. I'll talk any topic you want Star Trek-wise on there. Bio Kids, Super Ranger Kids, Filipino ripoff, the TMNT anime, The Next Mutation. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yeah.
It's happening.
It's canon in space.
The next thing we talk about is the space series.
Yep.
And it's in the early episodes.
We're talking about, get this, we have to talk about space part 1. Then when the turtles show up, We're going to be alternating between space and turtles back and forth on those 15 drive episodes because those two shows happened at the same time.
Yep.
No.
Yes.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I got to work. Got to work.
Nope. I'll wait for you.
Yeah, we'll wait. We'll hold off. There's other shit to talk about.
Yeah, there's always more shit.
We can jump into Big Bad Beetleborgs until you get fired or move to first shift.
Sentai or Ranger games and bootleg Gundam toys. Okay. Bio Kids and Super Ranger Kids, we don't have those set up and ready yet. The TMNT anime. What she's talking about, because I know immediately you're thinking what show she's talking about.
I, for some reason, in my mind, I'm thinking the 2000 series.
No.
Okay.
There is a TMNT anime, and it is... amazing?
You say that oddly?
So, there's this, like, meteor that crashes to Earth and breaks into fragments or something, and then these little things, these power stones are created. And these power stones go to these turtles.
You make this sound like the Hyperstone type of thing.
And then
like
these no, they are not created by mutagen, they're created by super crazy power stones that turn them into mutant men or something. So, dude, if you get, dude, this is amazing.
I think I've seen images of this.
Bebop and Rocksteady are in it. There is a Shredder. The turtles are in it. They all look unconventional. I'm trying to be nice.
That one, right?
That's it.
Those
are the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle anime turtles.
I've seen the images of that stuff, but I've never seen any of the actual episodes. So.
It's something. To say the least, it's a show.
I'll be sure to try and find the first episode at least to check it out.
If you actually sit down and watch the first episode, I will rewatch the first episode and we can actually talk about it because it is... it is amazing, to say the least.
Okay. But as far as the Sentai and Ranger games, I mean, we kind of have access to some?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah, we tried playing a couple of them a while back.
And then there's that Bid for Power 2 that's supposed to be coming out?
Man, it seems like it's really taking forever. And they basically remade Beats for Power.
Oh,
Beats of Power.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Beats of Power got an update, like a huge update, where they redid all kinds of graphics and everything.
And it's like a four-player game now, too?
Yep, yeah.
And then Beats of Power 2 is more or less going to be Zio instead of...
That's what I'm hearing. We don't have the ability to talk about that necessarily, but we need to start... We need to have like a day where we get together, play a Ranger game, and then come in here and talk about that Ranger game.
You mean the one that came out last year? The side-scrolling beat-em-up one?
Yeah, sadly, we'll have to play awful games like that, too.
The odd thing is it's not online co-op, it's couch co-op.
Makes it easier to come in here and talk about it if we're already...
That's a true statement. If we bought it and played it right here and streamed it from this house, and we set the mic system up correctly...
That would be the easiest thing to do.
Yep. Okay, and as for bootleg Gundam toys, I don't even know where to start.
We already covered some odd bootleg offshoot Ranger and other thing toys, so...
Yep. I know this is probably impossible. Oh, wow. I know this is probably impossible to happen, but think episode 150 should be about the new-ish Power Rangers movie. It's on Netflix, and this would be a perfect episode to then compare and contrast it to Pervy Zordon, his robot assistant, and the five teenagers he stole, otherwise known as Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Or you could talk about the shows that did parodies of Power Rangers or copied them in some way, which we did. We talked about the Teenage Beverly... Damn it.
Tattoo Teenage Alien
Fighters
of Beverly Hills.
For example, there was an episode of the Animaniacs that parodied Power Rangers.
Yeah.
There is also a cartoon show called And I'm not kidding when I say this. Super Ultra Monkey Team Hyper Force Go.
Yep.
It's real and it's amazing and dumb and I love it. That name alone means we have to cover it.
It is dumb and monkeys.
So 2055 is when I'm looking at this show will be done.
What?
Sentai. All of Sentai. No more Sentai. Nothing to talk about. Tokusatsu. No more. 2055.
Why?
I'm just saying, because we keep getting more and more stuff piled on, like, wow.
Dude.
But there's always going to be all Godzilla.
You will die on the mic, and we'll just say, next week, open sessions for a new host of the Sentai Review.
Shane just, it looks like he died.
Technically speaking.
Special funeral and replacement episode next week.
Yeah.
Open applicants at the fucking funeral.
No shit.
Like, we're going to miss you, buddy. All right, so what are your qualifications?
Acting is not required.
Pay your respects. Give me your application. Pay your respects. I'm going to read this over.
Do you have a list?
Yeah.
We had a segment. And now that the guy who did that segment...
Do you know Japanese? Yes. No, you're unqualified.
Yeah. Unqualified.
Oh, I'm sorry. You could pronounce the words properly? We can't
have
that.
Get out.
Nope, you're out. Sorry.
We have a segment where we butcher names. We can't have that.
Yep.
But as far as the Animaniac stuff, I know me and Seth have seen it over and over again. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's like during an Animaniacs episode, they did a...
I want to say it's in season 3, I think. I can't think of the exact episode, but I want to say it's somewhere in season 3.
Because they have, like, their own version of Rita and...
Yep.
And then the water tower becomes a Megazord.
Yep.
There's not too much, like, okay, look, a lot of these topics we are adding to a list.
Oh, shit. I just thought of something else that must be added to the list, because I know I brought it up with you guys, but sadly, it must be talked about on the camera.
Camera?
On the mic.
Yeah, we haven't done camera in a long time.
Ninja Batman. Ninja Batman is Sentai.
Like the video game where the guys
the new anime that came out.
The
full
length
two hour fucking movie.
Okay.
Because
look, Ninja Batman is one of the greatest games you'll ever play.
To be fair, I've been hearing that movie is amazing.
I'm hearing it isn't.
That it's not good.
I don't like the animation style.
Oh, no, the animation style is
it's
amazing.
A hard cut.
The,
it's a hard cut. I don't hear any middle ground. People love it or people despise it.
Yep.
Hey, it's like Atlas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an Atlas movie, I guess.
Yeah.
The Sentai Review on trial. The gang takes critiques from the fans in an effort to educate the cast on some of their favorite things from tokusatsu. I could set that up, I don't know how some people in this room would handle it.
Yeah.
There's somebody in this room that does not like to be shit on.
Yeah, we saw it the last time I tried to use a calculator, and I was trying to round 8 decimal points so I wasn't reading right. You almost had to walk for a month to get to this show.
You're talking about somebody that doesn't like getting shit on?
Oh, well.
Hey, Nick, do you like getting shit on?
Oh, my God!
Man, he's really quiet today.
He's such an asshole. It's amazing.
I'm kind of... Me and him have to have a long sit-down.
Oh, man.
Is it kind of like the long sit-down he and I had to have from last time? Like the long sit-down you and I had to have from that
I have to do it behind my girlfriend's back because she doesn't want me to talk to him personally.
See, I was thinking in terms of of Scott.
He fucked up that
Scott
bad.
Does not Future like Scott. It when fans shit upon him.
Scott and Future Scott.
I'll tell
and
you.
I could just Fair imagine, enough. I could just imagine literally having a fan fan tribunal live talking to him.
Scott of Earth. Kneel before the Zod Tribunal.
Listen.
Fuck.
Every
yeah.
Scott would get a fucking red ring in this motherfucker.
Yep.
Comes crashing would, in. I'm like, finally, my rage is, no, I want it.
But then at that point, you'd fucking steal the ring, the orange ring from Larfleeze. What are you worried about?
Well, now I have to run, because he's on his way to kill me to take back his.
Also, the reason I don't...
You'll be all right.
The reason,
I'm getting a blue and a green ring.
The reason I don't know about a show like that, where a bunch of experts come in and tell us their
quotations,
expertness...
Experts?
Because we are not... experts.
And that is exactly how the show works.
Expert, same where I said expert both times there.
If the show had to be critiqued and put down to, hey, we're experts and we want you to know why you were wrong, then by the time we get to the part where you guys slammed us about how wrong we were, we might not even care to go over the material to correct ourselves. Because as we do things... And as we watch these series, we are correcting ourselves on different things.
Yep, we're learning and growing.
If you go back to the first couple episodes, our knowledge of the material has grown exponentially.
Yep.
Gundam review for the 150th.
By the way, Future Scott, you can take down the Dr. Evil finger quote. Experts.
Now, as for Gundam review for the 150th, I don't know what that means.
He means do another Gundam review for 150. Hey, look, we did a Gundam list. That's reviewed. Next.
To do more? See, because here's the thing. I didn't know if he meant, like, talk about one of the shows. And if so, you need to be very specific if you tell me to talk about Gundam, because Gundam
can cover a large area.
Yeah, that's...
As we talked of earlier.
Too vast. All I did was one episode talking about the RX-78 series.
And that's one Gundam.
Which I wanted to be in.
And that's literally one unit.
Yep.
Which I wanted to be in, but I couldn't. Because I could talk that. I've seen that. That's an old anime.
And I was the one who didn't want to be in it.
But now if you were to...
I'd have tagged you in. You tagged me in.
If you were
yeah,
to put me...
Yeah, but you're stuck at work.
If you were to put me saying talk about one of the series, I need to know what series.
Yep.
And as for Gundam, the next thing lined up is to talk about the Zakus.
Oh, we're going to be here for a while on those.
And the reason why is because I need to know how the Zaku handles.
Well, we already know how
we
it
already
handles.
Know how it
handles.
It handles
like a piece of shit.
Yeah, you got to go back to one of the old What's Ups.
Except for the fact...
I think it's What's Up Episode 2, I think.
I think that Char Zaku handles a little better because it's his own custom.
See, that's why I'm excited to get to the Zakus. Is because a lot of them had customs.
Oh, shit.
The Black TriStars were not in DOMs. They started in black custom coat Zakus.
Which is their own customization, so they pilot differently.
Yes.
Random soldier gets random green Zaku.
And then there yep. are Federation Zakus, and they're painted white.
Yep.
And they handle differently because the Federation went through them. Like, well, fuck that. Let's put our thing in.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting.
But yeah, I think I was wrong now that I'm thinking about it. I think that was a legacy of gaming, like back for the Final Fantasy for the first run of it.
So I am not against...
No, it was part of the second run.
I'm not against that, and I am prepping a ridiculous amount of material because Zakus... Oh, my God.
Because
there's Zakus and Zaku 2s, and technically aren't there Zaku 3s?
I have a lot of...
And there's mass-produced units, and then...
I have a lot of knowledge when it comes to Zakus. But as I've been digging, there's piles of shit that even I was unaware of. And where my knowledge comes from with Gundam is for one big reason. If you wanted me to talk about the show, I only got one thing. Universal Century. That's it. Most of the other Gundam series do not fucking interest me. I like real mecha. I'm not a fan of super mecha. I tolerate it when I watch Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and things of that nature. And you'll even hear me mention,
yep,
when we talk about things, sometimes I'll mention that this doesn't seem right. Or I'll say, oh, he can't even fucking move. Well, that's because I term those things in terms of real mecha.
Yep.
That's Gundam Universal Century.
But Bill, yeah. We have one question.
I'm not a big fan of Gundam Wing Super Mecha.
Yeah, Gundam Wing takes place in its own. Anything that has to do with Amuro, around Amuro, even going to like...
Stardust Memory, the Titans, the,
Zeta, Double Zeta.
War in the Pocket.
Char's Counterattack.
Unicorn.
Who else? I know there's others. Mustache.
That's Turn A.
Turn A. I think that's Universal Century.
Yes, I believe it is.
Like your Destiny. Your Destiny C.
There's the O.
Those are not Universal Century.
Your Gundam Wing is not. But
that's not to say that they don't still borderline on real mecha. But look at Gundam. Look at G Gundam. That is a super mecha.
That is not. There is nothing on the fucking line. There ain't no war. It's a tournament.
It becomes a war. Oh, a dumb one, but it becomes one. Regardless, look, I'm working on the Zaku's next. If there's something particular you want me to talk about, you gotta be particular. Because my knowledge, where it comes from, is because I like Gunpla. That's why I know about all these units that don't appear in the show, is because I'm a huge fan of Gunpla models. A huge fan. I used to get a Gunpla model every single week. Yeah. My grandma would send them to me. Every week she would send me a new one. And when that started, I first went down to Alabama. It sucked. But there was this little city that was pretty close to me, and we could drive over there. And when I got there, there was this one store in particular that sold Gunpla models. The first five I bought, I knew from shows. Then my grandma started sending them. And she would just keep a list at home of things that she'd bought and send me one every week. And by the second one she sent, I didn't know what that thing was. But that's why I became so excited and addicted to the idea of Gundam and its real war idea, that these are just machines of war, and no tank on the battlefield is right off the construction line like every other tank. They go through manipulation. Sometimes they've been upgraded, they've had things done to them, they have different paint jobs, they might have the different bomb girl on the side, like, you know, old World War II jets would often be somehow customized before they were actually put into battle. This is something that intrigued me about Gundam, is that you have a Zaku, but then the Zaku piloted by the very next guy is different than that Zaku. And that's how I got into Gundam. So I know a lot of this material from that. I used to read all the pamphlets and shit that came with them.
And then there was like one last question.
Yep, there's one last question.
What is love?
That's right. I got this on my Groovin' playlist. Don't fucking hate.
I didn't hate. I was
and that's
you,
all
the
I got.
Fans.
So, guys, this is Future Scott here. Well, kind of present Scott and Future Scott. But since this episode is about, over an hour and 40-some minutes long, it's probably going to have to be cut down for the YouTube version.
Congratulations, YouTube. You made it to two parts. By the way, Future Scott, you're going to have to record more audio, because literally wherever you cut it, you're going to have to be like, by the way, stay tuned for part two. If not, just leave like a visual thing. Be like, part two coming next week.
Yep.
Which we'll get to master in a couple weeks. So thank fucking God. More time to wait, because fuck that show.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.